Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Chewy is in Pittston. I'm in the Big Baby Studio, as Chewy calls it, broadcasting from down here in beautiful Drums, Pennsylvania. Now, Chewy, what is going on?
All right, so this weekend we went out Friday, Doc Medic. Friday we went on out for dinner. You, Mom, me, Amanda, and Erica and Brian, we were all hanging out. We went out new place in Hazleton, Cilantro. Is Cilantro or Cilantro's?
No, Cilantro, singular.
Okay, Cilantro. It's Spanish, it's Latin American. I'm not sure if it's Dominican, but it was a fantastic restaurant. I really enjoyed it. And I got to talk about this. So a moral, ethical, legal dilemma that I found myself in there was it was Friday and it's Lent. I'm Catholic. Yeah. I don't eat meat. Yeah. All the meat
looked
really good.
This must be the legal part, huh?
Yeah, yeah. That's all the meat looked good. And I really wanted the burger considering the person next to me, like at the table behind us, got the burger and it came out and I was like, that looks delicious.
Yeah, yeah. They were breaking the law, right?
Well, no, I don't think they were, but I would have been if I had meat. So I settled for the fish tacos, which may have been the best fish tacos in my life. Now I don't know if this was the four Modelos that I had.
That's right.
That I had before I had the fish tacos. Because, you know, when you're drunk, everything tastes a little bit better. They were very good, the Modelos and the fish tacos. But then I was like, this place is nice. I gotta go use the bathroom quick. Because Mom went in and Amanda went in and Erica. Everyone was talking about the mirrors in the bathroom. Yeah. And how they're the perfect mirror selfie. Or selfie mirror. There you go. So I had to take one myself.
Yeah.
And I posted it and Brian took it. And me and Brian both have a selfie in the bathroom. And it was a nice bathroom.
Problem. That was a little creepy, but yeah. Yeah.
Well, it was a good selfie. Problem is their tile on their floor also goes up the wall.
Okay.
And it's a weird design and I'm colorblind, so it like is a really weird optical illusion and I hit my foot off the wall.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't know if I'm going to blame it on being colorblind, not from being drunk.
I think I'm going to blame it on the four Modelos.
No, I don't know. It was weird. Don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
But the fish tacos were really good. But I am going to give them, because I'm sure everybody that runs Cilantro is listening to Froggy right now.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to give one piece of advice.
What's that?
Serve it with something. Don't just give me three fish tacos.
Well, yeah, but you know what? It wasn't little. I'll give you an example. So Julia wasn't there with us, but we sent her a message and she said, hey, can you bring me home? They look good. She looked, you know, the menu. So we brought home the three fish tacos. She ate two of them. Now, Julia doesn't eat a lot to begin with.
I was going to say, what are you saying? She's full? Julia's 115 pounds with a brick in each pocket. I'm 206 pounds. I'm hungry.
Okay. 206. So colorblind and blind.
Yeah. So we on the way home, because then we went over to Smoke Rings, and we were all there having another drink. And then when we were on our way home, I said to Amanda, I was like, "We gotta hit a drive-through. I'm starving." Diet was out the window Friday. Oh my God! Wait a second. I just realized, and then I think I ate meat.
Oh, look at that! You broke the law.
What time did we leave Smoke Rings? Was it before midnight?
The thing turned to? This is like, what was the story there? Is that Cinderella where everything changes at midnight?
Yeah, was it before midnight?
No. In fact, we were home. We were home by 11.
Oh, no.
It's going to be hot where you're going.
I know. I crushed a McDouble. So much for that. Sorry, God. I'm coming to confession on Saturday.
Do as I say, not as I do. I got it.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.